or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
All right. Well, I've been saying for a long time it's the crown. And for 20 years at least. When the Coast Guard came after me, I knew it was a crown because of the way they handled it. Corrupt as hell. Because the crown is corrupt as all get out. I was thinking about the release of MS-10, Microsoft 10, I think it was, the software, without testing, he released it, Bill Gates released it. Bill Gates is tied to the Crown and Klaus Schwab and, you know, the whole kit and caboodle. Klaus Schwab is in Switzerland. Davos, Bilderberg, it is the royals, it is the royal families that have more money than God. They can print it themselves. They came into the United States, and this is what they're doing. They're acting as if they are Americans, living within our country. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've heard British people speaking, and they're British speaking, because I live, you know, real close to Newport, in Huntington Beach, and it's a different world. Range Rovers, you know, up the yin yang, Austrian cars, Bavarian cars. I don't know, there's not too many of those Bavarian cars. BMW, I guess. I wanted to get into Red Bull, speaking of Austrian. It's a Red Bull is a brand of energy drinks of Austrian company Red Bull GmbH, and that brings me to the fact that T-Mobile was a German company at the time that Bush was talking about. You need a warrant for a wiretap. Well, you know, there are no wires, or it goes wireless for a period of time. So it's in a different compartmentalized. It's a different type of communication transmission. I watched the movie available on online. You can King of the World, the high symbolism of Charles III's coronation. He'll be coronated in England as the head, titular head of Britain. but he will eventually, or I think the coronation is to be held in May, and it doesn't matter. He's still king. It just makes it official. I've been saying this for 20 years. You know, you've heard me. I've been saying it. It's crown. It's the crown. It's the crown. All the stuff going on in the United States that is not satisfactory is attempts by the crown to take us down. They will. They, you know, they have set up right now. They could pull all the shipping companies, because, you know, number one is MSC. It's Swiss owned, and world's largest processed food manufacturer is Swiss owned. It's known as Nestle. It also has the largest bottled water manufacturer. You see water, you know, we don't have potable water from the tap anymore. It's all contaminated by the crown. The crown with GE, it started through J.P. Morgan Jr. It started General Electric, that was involved in a suit where it was dumping enormous amounts of PCBs in lakes, rivers, and oceans throughout the United States. That's an attack. That's an attack upon the health and welfare of American people. And it brings me to another point. You know, I used to be laissez-faire about abortion. You know, I don't want to say I was anti-abortion in my youth, being Catholic. I'm no longer Catholic, Roman Catholic. If anything, I'd say I'm Christian. But the idea to kill your own children, you know, with few exceptions, you're killing. It could become the president of the United States. Who knows? But you're killing an American patriot, somebody who's born in this country, who has certain rights. That's why the border is wide open. It's a ancient German, and the King of England, King Charles, is German. It's an ancient German tactic of warfare to use common folk as mindless animals. That's what they become when they are, things are thrown at them, encouraging them to migrate to another country or to another area, similar to what was done with the Vandals and the Visigoths, that was used to run over the Roman Empire, where the Romans had to give up 2/3 of their property to the Vandals and the Visigoths. And these people were stampeded. And I know it sounds, I'm not, you know, saying people are animals, but they're being treated like them. being stampeded across to cross the border of the United States. We'll be right back.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Ochsner Health, Louisiana's largest nonprofit healthcare system, inspiring healthier lives and stronger communities. Find out more at Ochsner.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season, only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Atomic batteries are powerful.
Everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
May well possess a rudimentary.
You recognize these clips, I'll tell you, you're in the right spot. Right here at Everything Old is New Again, WGSO 990 AM. Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, where we talk all things entertainment pop culture. Tune in, you'll love it. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, right here at WGSO.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, host of In the Red Zone, after every Saints regular season game at the Dixie Tavern located at 3802 Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Metairie.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu. And once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 990 a.m. WGSO.
Okay. Well, it says so much more, or it says it concisely, I guess, because I've been saying so much about the Crown and what it's been up to, but they use the corporate side. It's a kingdom with General Electric, a massive kingdom, not just national in scope, but international, like these royalists, and I work with them, or I used to. I worked with and amongst many of the same types or royalists in Newport. Wish I could continue on that path. I'm 60. I'm not long for this world. But they don't pay you. They rip you off. They act as if they are from another planet, and that's what the King Charles is hoping to pull off with all of these royals he has amassed. Many of them don't know or don't understand how evil and dark and sinister what his plans are for the world. They you know, may get some benefit out of it, that they will be one of the chosen lords to lord themselves over you. But he can quickly change his demeanor and outward temper, just like Charles I did, and just like Charles II did, and just like Charles III will. You know, he counts Vlad the Impaler as one of his ancestors. That's not the only thing. You got to look at the Council on Foreign Relations. It's been in the U.S. for 100 plus years. And what it is up to, Chevron, the company that created the Chevron deference, where the Article 3 courts have to defer to the Article 2 courts. Yet, we're not supposed to have Article 2 courts, as was ruled in 1957 in Reed versus Covert by the U.S. Supreme Court, that stated in this one, you know, case is so important. It was the U.S. military that tried to prosecute the wife of a service member for killing her husband in a military tribunal. She's not in the military. She may be able to benefit greatly from the military, but she's not in the military. She doesn't even know what the Uniform Code of Military Justice is. She's may have heard of it, but this was in England, no less, and she was prosecuted in a military tribunal, found guilty of her husband's murder, and she probably didn't do it. She probably, you know, was hoping they would find the guys or people who had carried on murder of her husband. Her father got involved and could not let this go, and luckily neither could the Attorney General, or the Solicitor General, who got the Attorney General involved, and who said he cannot let it go. And they overturned the Supreme Court. It ruled in 1956. They upheld a military tribunal for murder of a civilian, enlisted person's wife for murder. Do you want your wife, if she's not a service member, to come under the same law that you do? No, civilian should ever come under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, because I can tell you from my experience with it, I was a civilian at the time. The Coast Guard brought me into a military tribunal, charged me, held on to me for 5 years without pay, without medical benefits, without food, without water, and more, without pay, so I couldn't afford legal counsel if I wanted to get it. They found me medically incompetent to serve as an officer in the Merchant Marine. They stripped me of my naval commission. I was a naval officer when they started the proceedings. Shortly thereafter, after they filed it, it was still a bone of contention in 2008 after they let it go for so long. But they, you know, they put on their case, their side, with the lieutenant commander, Walter J. Brzezinski, and he's tied to the 9/11. Just from that, there's enough evidence to show that 9/11 was an inside job carried on by the Crown. There was all kinds of put options and, you know, whatnot, and Bush was involved with being a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and Cheney being a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and Rumsfeld being a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. And before that, you know, we had Gerald Ford, who, that's not his real name. His real name is Leslie Lynch King. And I saw some woman, she was a, I think it's CIA. The CIA had captured her. The CIA is not supposed to be operating within the United States, and yet it is. There's clear signs of, in my own case, Senator Feinstein, who's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations and a member of the Bilderbergs, Davos, and a member of the council, or the Trilateral Commission that Jimmy Carter was a member of. She wrote a supposed letter for me to Nicole Nason, who was also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and her husband, who was also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and he was a World Economic Forum Young Global Leaders Program graduate. And, you know, she wrote this letter to them, to Nicole Nason, who was an undersecretary for the Department of Transportation, who counted Porter Goss, the CIA, head of the CIA at the time, as her mentor. So Dianne Feinstein turned me over to the CIA.
Every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM. The 33rd Annual New Orleans Film Festival, inviting guests to 6 days of in-person screenings at Second Line Stages, the Jazz Market, the Broad and Broadside, and the Britannia from November 3rd to 8th, plus a virtual cinema running from November 3rd to the 13th. Tickets and pass purchase information, film schedule, and how to watch from wherever you are at neworleansfilmfestival.org.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones again. I'm back with the Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour. I will be bringing you topics or gumbo ingredients from the business, youth, workforce, alumni, sports arena. Join us every Saturday from WGSO Studio in the CBD from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time. We will have in-studio guests and welcome your phone call. Please join us at WGSO 990 a.m. as well as WGSO.com. Please be sure to join us every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time at the Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour.
It's a new era.
A true son of the University of Louisiana. Our head football coach, Mike Desimo.
With the same raging Cajuns.
10-5, touchdown, Louisiana.
Follow Louisiana's defense of the Sun Belt.
This is a team that knows how to win.
On your radio home for Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGS.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher.
The city of Vidalia in Concordia Parish is happy to see $220 million in federal Department of Energy money coming their way to expand the Sierra Technologies plant there. They make batteries for Tesla and other companies. Governor John Bel Edwards says the whole town is thrilled because it also means a lot of new jobs.
And when you think about Vidalia, Louisiana, 221 jobs, that is a major announcement. That's a major announcement anywhere in the state or in the country.
He says it's a big step towards clean energy for Louisiana. The former city controller for Shreveport is suing the city, alleging he was wrongfully terminated from his job under the state's whistleblower law. Ben Hebert says he refused to, quote, participate in financial improprieties, which he believed violated state laws, and was fired days later. A Gonzales city cop who quit amid accusations of spousal abuse and then allegedly bragged he'd get away with it has been arrested for violating a protective order and domestic abuse battery involving child endangerment. The details of his alleged abuses are pretty severe. This is news from LRN.
I'm Casey Tingle, Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and GOSEP is encouraging you to think about ways to protect your online accounts. Multi-factor authentication, which involves using two or more credentials to verify a user's login, is a smart way to secure your information. A password alone may not be enough to keep others out. For how-to tips and additional cybersecurity information, go to getagameplan.org.
This is Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin reminding you that this November, everyone has something on their ballot. Early voting is October 25th through November 1st, except on Sundays, and Election Day is November 8th. To find where your polling location is, check your registration status, or for more information, visit govote.com. That's GEAUXvote.com. This is Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin reminding you to go vote, Louisiana.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, live on WGSO Radio from 9 to 11 every Saturday morning at Premier Nissan on 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Canada for breakfast with a Bayou Bengals.
Yeah, just thinking a little bit to the music. It's a good song. The legislative branch of government, Article 1, creates the law. Article 2 is the executive branch. It enforces the law. That's its main purpose. They're police officers. So the Department of Defense is nothing but a bunch of police officers. The Securities and Exchange Commission is nothing but a bunch of police officers. that would be okay if they weren't also legislative and judicial officers. They're not in a separate branch of government. They are all in the executive branch. When you're a legislative officer, you're supposed to do nothing but legislate. And we can see the January 6th committee holding hearings like they are a judge or jury. And the Article 2 is not supposed to carry on courts. The Article 2 branch of government, the executive branch, is not supposed to carry on, you know, read verse covert, 1957. And the Article 3 judiciary is not supposed to be passing laws. There are, I don't even know how we can come back from all this, because we haven't been operating under a separation of powers, Article 1, Article 2, and Article 3, since 1946, 47, when the law was passed, that combined the legislative and the executive and the judicial powers all under the executive branch and made this technocratic fourth branch of government that could make the law, enforce the law, and decide upon the law and what the law will do. It's so disturbing. The Federal Administrative Procedure Act, whoever, you know, uses it, like the Coast Guard has, can turn itself into a branch of military and do away with posse comitatus. They're boarding American vessels. If you turn them away, you're doing it willingly. So it doesn't matter willingly or not. Slavery is not supposed to be. It's against the 13th Amendment, supposedly. Two people can't agree because one's smarter than the other to create a law. You know, we brought Chinese into the United States prior to and in the middle of Civil War to build our railroads. It's unbelievable how we treat other people. We're legislating for the world. What was the thing somebody reported on this the other day, down in Ecuador or somewhere? We had sponsored $20,000 for transgender people in Ecuador or something. We're not supposed to be legislating for the rest of the world. Now we'll soon be enmeshed in Taiwan, with Biden saying he will back Taiwan, but he won't. And unless it's to get us to another senseless war, for 20 years and then, remove the troops and, personnel and, equipment, or just leave it there. I cannot even believe what is happening to it, and it's gone on for so long. The British have infiltrated, they have been here and operating, making our constitution meaningless, You know, we've changed it so many times. The War of 1812, we changed it. The Civil War, we changed it. The Spanish-American War, we changed it. The World War I, we changed it. World War II, we changed it. And, you know, that's the most drastic. If the Department of War in Article 1, you know, you got to think about it for a while. In Article 1, we had to enact an act of war to declare war. The last president to declare this was Roosevelt, because, well, we had a Department of War, and to fund the Department of War, you know, which is more or less moribund, we had to have an act of war. It was controlled by Article 1, Congress. The purse strings of Congress. Don't complain about it. Don't say, well, why don't we declare an act of war? Because we moved the army into Article 2. Article 2 of the Constitution. From there, it was easy. The first case, the first test case was Korea. Then Vietnam, and now we just, you know, wherever the president wants to send money or send troops, he does it at the whim, drop of the hat, says, well, we're going to send, so Congress does it, you know, the president says it so, and so Congress just simply passes legislation that'll back him up. There's no confrontation between any branches of the government anymore, or they choose the wrong time, like what was just done with abortion. That's done to muddy the waters, and I believe that we should not, we should not have, you know, legal abortion. Every time an individual is killed in the womb, that's an American patriot that could be our next president, or anything in between. I need to get back to the issue I was trying to focus on with Switzerland, the World Economic Forum, the Young Global Leaders Program, the Austrian drink, Red Bull. I thought it was Swiss when I started on this whole idea or push. But it's actually Austrian. And where was Hitler from? Austria. So if you don't think that's relevant to the matters at hand, think of what else is German. The largest shipping company in the world is Swiss owned. It's MSC, Mediterranean Shipping Company. The second is Maersk, which is Dutch, the largest second largest shipping company. And the third is the French. I don't know. You start noticing all these things and pointing out I don't know. It's just mind-boggling what King Charles has been up to.
came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
14th Annual Oak Street Po' Boy Festival, presented by Tony Shasheries, will offer up another heaping portion of delicious food and music on Sunday, November 6th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This fest will feature over 40 food vendors, some of the best local music and art market, kids zone, and VIP hospitality areas. Entrance to this event is free, however, a wristband is required to purchase from our food vendors. A portion of wristband sales benefits our nonprofit partner, Son of a Saint. For more information and to purchase wristbands, please visit PoBoyFest.com.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
It's a new era.
A true son of the University of Louisiana. Our head football coach, Mike Desimo.
With the same raging Cajuns.
10-5, touchdown, Louisiana.
Follow Louisiana's defense of the Sun Belt.
This is a team that knows how to win.
On your radio home for Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
And I am God. Well, you know, I really don't know what to say. They're attacking every which way they can through minor attacks and major attacks. I mean, you know, they let other people do the attacking for them, like, you know, all these street people who are attacking, and, you know, they set the policy. And Soros and others are involved in this as well. And they're working for the German crown, which the British are members of the German crown. So, well, you know, World War One and World War Two had the Germans in England, Anglo-Saxons, fighting the Germans in Germany. If you're German, you know, hopefully you're more of a Jefferson-like or a Madison-like German. I don't know if they were German. But you rebel against this you know I it's mind-boggling that more people aren't complaining, that more people aren't up in arms, that more people aren't doing something about it, something constructive. I'm doing my little part, however little it may be, and however tortured I might be. You know, they put a bolo out on me saying that I may be dangerous. You could get shot for that. What did I do that that the Coast Guard thought that I should be declared dangerous, and a bolo put out on me, a be on the lookout. That was for my assertion of my rights on the vessels, and trying to get into the grievance and arbitration process. That I found out was no more, because the shipping company, American President Lines, is owned by first the Singaporean government that was owned, you know, majority stake by the Singaporean government, only to sell it to the French government, where it still presides, American President Lines, and they are thinking of reflagging these, just like Sealand and Maersk, under their name, or the name that they create for it, where it's foreign-owned and foreign-controlled, but flying the American flag. These are cabotage laws. In 1922, I think it was. It was the Jones Act was passed. It required the majority of American flag ships be majority owned by Americans. We no longer have that. We have where the British can just come in and, as a matter of course, can buy things and own things like Chevron that are all members of the Council on Foreign, they're corporate members of the Council on Foreign Relations. I'm typing in really quick to get the corporate members. Corporate members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Here is it's Apple. Bank of America, that used to be called Bank of Italy. And, you know, the mafia is deeply involved in this, and it's the enforcement arm of the Vatican, or the Kingdom of Italy. BlackRock, you know about BlackRock, you've heard of them. The Chevron, Chevron, it's responsible for Chevron deference, Cisco, Citigroup, Google, Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs is Dianne Feinstein. Her maiden name is Goldman. Hess Oil, J.P. Morgan Chase. J.P. Morgan came to the United States, J.P. Morgan Jr., and started the Federal Reserve for England. He started the Coast Guard for England. The first Coast Guard Commandant in 1915 was nominated knighted by the King of England. They're doing the same thing with the Coast Guard now. It's a branch of military. It's not supposed to be. It has a peace flag, for God's sakes. Meta, J.P. Morgan Chase, Hess, Moody's, Morgan Stanley, again, Morgan, NASDAQ, PepsiCo, Telluron, Bayer. That's a German company that just bought Monsanto. Blackstone. Wow. Have you heard of them before? Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg was on the cover of Time magazine, knighted by the crown with his arm around Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's an Austrian citizen, who was wearing his father's death head belt buckle for being a member of the SS during World War II. Deutsche Bank, German, General Atlantic, the Atlantic magazine, that's the Council on Foreign Relations, KPMG, you probably heard of the scandal involving them. MasterCard, McKinsey & Company, PayPal, Elon Musk's old company, and Elon Musk has been, modified, and I don't think it's fair for him to compete. He's the richest man in the world now, $187 billion, maybe, Trump can do something or say something, but I don't see how. Sequoia Capital, a Shell oil company that owns a majority stake of our North Slope Oil, along with BP, British Petroleum, that owns British Petroleum, attacked us on the date when the Exxon Valdez happened. And they were involved with the German crew bringing over the Costco Busan to China, and then a Chinese crew coming across to the United States and running it into the bridge. I can't tell you. Deepwater Horizon, BP, British Petroleum. And the Gulf was shut down by the Coast Guard. And it was turned into a branch of military by Admiral Allen, who's married to Pamela Hess, the third of Hess Oil. This is corporatism. This is fascism. This is, it's not light. It's crazy, people. Warburg Pincus, Thomson Reuters. Have a good one.
Good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
The 14th Annual Oak Street Po'boy Festival, presented by Tony Shasheries, will offer up another heaping portion of delicious food and music on Sunday, November 6th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This fest will feature over 40 food vendors, some of the best local music and art market, kids zone, and VIP hospitality areas. Entrance to this event is free, however, a wristband is required to purchase from our food vendors. A portion of wristband sales benefits our nonprofit partner, Son of a Saint. For more information and to purchase wristbands, please visit PoboyFest.com.
The best place for cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana is the John Mason Show, every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, broadcasting live from the heart of New Orleans, Louisiana.